My name is Sam, and I'm one of the youth pastors here at Church of Our Savior. I want to especially extend a warm welcome to all of you who are here for the first time. Thank you so much for joining us on this wonderful Easter service. All right, you know, as I came to this service, you know, the thing that struck out to me this Easter was as I watched the play, that both human beings, those that were dressed in white, they had a choice to make, right? And the choice they had to make was to give their crown for a rose. All of us in life, we have a choice to make, whether it's with our time, who we spend our time with, the decisions that we make, which school we will go to. These choices make up what our lives are, right? And for all of us, sometimes we get a bit caught up with the little decisions that we have to make. How many of you have been to Orchard Central before? Right, okay, a few hands. Okay, Orchard Central is in Orchard. Right? And I myself was going there to have a double date with, you know, my fiancé Gloria and Isin, who was playing electric guitar, and his fiancé as well. And I was late. And I was using my phone. I rushed into the elevator and I wasn't looking. The lift started to go up and I raised my head to press the button for level 7 because we were going to Sukiya to eat hot pot. To my horror, that lift, as all of you, or probably some of you will know, in Orchard Central, not every lift goes to every level. So I realized that there was no level 7 in my lift. You know, in our decisions, in our choices, in our lives, sometimes we are caught up with the many things that we have to do, that we fail to see where the destination is that we are on. Are we on the right elevator? Today, if we could all have a moment to pause our lives right now in this auditorium, will we be on the right elevator? Are the choices that we make, will they bring us to the destination that we really want to go to? Does our lives have that meaning? Do we feel fulfilled? Do we feel lonely still? Some of us, we spend hours on YouTube, Facebook, social media, games. But all that is to cover something that is deeply lacking in our hearts. A sense of mission, a purpose in our lives, a sense of destiny. Others, we spend our time with a lot of friends and we come home at 1 a.m., 3 a.m. And yet we come back to a sense of loneliness creeping back into our hearts. Like that wasn't enough. Most of us are in our schools and workplaces. After each year, the same story is told to us. Do well, and then you are good. Does that really mean that you feel good about yourself after you've gotten your results? Today, I want to propose that some of these decisions or choices that we make, they actually put us in a place of bondage. Some of these decisions and choices lead us to have the chains. Just like in the play earlier, when the chains were put on because the roses led to something that resulted into them turning ugly. They started to fight. And when they tried to get out of those chains, it was so difficult. We find ourselves in addictions to games. We can't help but press next video. We can't help but wait for the next Netflix series to come out, and we look for a holiday every time we can get, but when we come back, we don't really find that there was meaning or something that even spoke to us or was meaningful in our lives. Today, there is good news. There is a king, just like in that play earlier on. That king is God, and he's not just any God. He is the one true God that can rescue all of us from that place of bondage, loneliness, lack of freedom. Without a purpose, he restores it all back. That's what all the songs today are all about. Friends, we're not playing a game tonight. There is a choice that we have to make. And this same God is here to speak to you. Like a trail of ants walking back to its ant's home, we are like this, doing our lives, carrying on our burdens, the food, back to our homes. And suddenly, there is a human finger that points right in the middle of our trail. The ants have two decisions to make. The first, to completely ignore and walk around, circle around the finger and return back home, like as if nothing really happened. The second, is to understand that there is an immensity of a being that is reaching out to them, and that there might be a reality so much greater than they ever knew. I want to propose that today, here at Easter service, it is God's finger, divine finger, placing His finger right in front of you. There's a sense that there's an immensity. Some of you have already sensed it. That there's something so much more than just a dance. That there's something so much more than just the songs. Something so much more than just the drama. You see, the drama isn't just a fairy tale. It is our attempt to retell the greatest love story ever known, of a God that reached out to all of us, to you, every single one of you. This reality has been made known to many of us in our youth, and today we are going to sit back. We are going to see, watch and hear of these stories, even as they come out one by one. Let us all cheer for their stories, because this is their victory of realizing that there is a God that exists, that wants to restore them from the chains that they're from, and wants to give them a new life. Shall we all give them a round of applause? Guys, 2,000 years ago, on the cross at Calvary, our Lord Jesus Christ raised up His arms as He passed and as He died, so that these individuals at the back that you saw could raise their hands in victory. All of us have a chance to have this as part of our stories. It wasn't just stories that these people can experience and that is exclusive to them alone. Every single one of us has an opportunity to have that. Tonight, the worship team is going to play this song while I'm speaking. It is, "What can I give? What can I say? But offer this heart, oh God, completely to You." You see, as we return back to that play, in that moment where Jesus came back to life as the King, there was a choice that the two human beings in white had to make. They had to give back that rose to have that crown. The crown that represented their relationship with the King. The crown that represented a destiny, a purpose, and a meaning. Far more than they had experienced with just that rose. Tonight, we all have that chance. So with all eyes closed and with all heads bowed, tonight, God is reaching out for you once again, putting His finger in front of your life, saying, "I'm real. I pursue you and I love you. Would you want to know Me for the rest of your life?" And some of you feel this deeply. You know this, and let me assure you, it is not just a feeling. This is not concept hype. This is the Holy Spirit moving. It is God impressing something on your heart. When you wear a very tight watch or a bracelet, it cuts into your skin because it is so close. Some of you are feeling God impress something onto your hearts tonight because He's this close to you. So with all eyes closed and all heads bowed, if you, after seeing the play and after seeing each testimony or each story that was told, and you want something like this in your life, I want to give you this opportunity to raise your hands. But I'm going to do it at a count of three. One. this chance was given by God to you. To what we can do is we can say that this life, this ship without a captain, I want a life that is more. Something so much more than this. Three. You have waited all your life for something so much more meaningful than just going to school. If you want to receive Jesus for the first time in your life, just raise your hand up high right now. I see your hands. Thank you so much for your courage. Thank you so much for your bravery. Shall we all give them a round of applause? Thank you so much. Before we move on, I want to lead you guys into a prayer. For those of you who are saying this for the very first time, so just repeat after me as I say this, all right? Father, I receive you into my life as my Lord and my Savior. I give up everything else to follow you. I empty everything so that I can be filled with your love, your compassion, and your goodness. In Jesus' name. Amen. The story does not end here. Some of you have been to church weekly, but you have never been in that personal relationship. Pastor Titus shared about intimacy, and you might have heard and you might have wondered, what does that look like? Tonight, I have good news to tell you. Jesus died on the cross so that you can have that relationship with Him that is so personal. It is the best thing that you can ever have. The best thing. And I want to give any of you who wants to rededicate your life to Jesus. You might have said yes to Jesus before, but tonight you want to rededicate your life. You want to say, yes, I'm coming home. I'm returning. Right? If that is you, just raise your hand right now. Yes, I see your hand. Thank you so much. Shall we all give them another round of applause? I want to invite every one of you who has raised your hand, whether it was for salvation, you wanted something different, or whether it was for some of you who have been here tons of times and you want to rededicate your life. I want to give you this chance to come up to the front. You can't just say, I love you to someone in your heart. You need to make an action. All right? So as the worship team leads the bridge of the song that says, I'll stand with arms high and heart abandoned. You come to the front and you say, I want this. And you raise your hands up high. Father, even as every soul comes up to the front and makes a public declaration of their faith, God, I know all of heaven is rejoicing at this point, and Lord, we as the family, Lord, we warmly welcome them into our family, Lord. We thank you for every single heart that was open. Lord, we thank you for every single choice that was made tonight. Lord, we pray that this will be the beginning of the journey. Lord, that they won't just stand at the gates of Disneyland. They won't just stand at the gates of knowing you. They will enter and enjoy every part of this amazing adventure that your relationship with us can bring us to. So Lord, we pray that there will be a dedication, a devotion in their hearts towards you. Shall we all put our hands on our heart? Father, we thank you that the gospel is not just for the people outside of church. It is for every single one of us who have made mistakes, even though we are Christians, who have stumbled, who have made a mess of certain things. God, today we remember that the cross is also for us, that our lives will be marked not by a sense of striving, but a sense of grace, of your faithfulness in our lives. So I want to commit every single individual at the front and everyone into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. Shall we all give God a loud praise offering? That He has conquered the grave. That He has wanted a relationship with us. That He has wanted our lives to have purpose, meaning, and fulfillment. This is our God. So let's sing the bridge one last time. Alright? Let's end off all of our hands. Just raised up high to God, saying, as He has reached out to us, we will reach out back to Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you have said to us, take heart, I've overcome the world. Lord, thank you that you gave your one and only Son for us so that we can have communion with you, so that we can have relationship with you. Father, we thank you for every single prayer that has been said. Lord, we thank you for every soul that is now headed in the right direction, on the right elevator. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, and all God's people say, amen. Shall we all give MCs?
Let's give God a big, big round of applause. He's the one who made all this happen. Yes, He made all this happen. Without Him sending His Son to die for us, right, and give the one perfect sacrifice, we cannot come close to God, right? We can only settle for something else. But all this was done so we could come.
Yep. All right, so we are coming to a close. But before that, just want to invite all those who were performing just now to come back up again, to just honor them and to appreciate them for their effort.
Yeah, let's give them a round of applause.
All right.
Let's have...
Can we have the dance team? And the drama team?
The drama team!
Yeah, Ronald!
Yeah, we should thank the demons also, right?
Our signboard team!
Yeah! Great testimonies!
I'm sure all of y'all were blessed by their testimonies. For Nancy and Kim, they're the ones who organized the drama. Sadly, Nancy cannot be here with us today.
We have something special for them, actually.
Kim, to come up, please. Woo! Yeah, and Yeon is the one who choreographed the dance.
Yeah,
and for
Yeon,
Kim,
hey,
who organized the signboard testimonies. Can we all give them a round of applause?
Of course, we also want to thank the books.
The box over there, the one who manages the sign and the sound, lights and sound. Yes. Okay, so, thank you guys for coming here tonight. We hope to see you again 4:30. With that, Jeng Ding, I want to say
thank you and good night.
Thanks for tuning in. We trust you have been blessed. For more information, check us out at www.cruise.org.sg. God bless.